Rohnert Park incorporated as a city in 1962. That makes it the second youngest city in Sonoma County, next to Windsor. You might think that relatively short lifespan would make it easier to compile a pictorial history of the city. But the man who just got through doing that says you'd be wrong.
It was very difficult to find the images that I wanted to use. Some of them probably never even existed because I asked about the first 3 or 4 years of the city was being built. I would ask people about it, and they said, oh, we were too busy building the city to take pictures. We didn't think about that. And then some of the images the Press Democrat may have had were lost somehow. Finding some early images, like from the 1950s, was pretty difficult.
Tim DeNisi is president of the Rohnert Park Historical Society, which he co-founded in 1990, 2 years after moving here. He traces his fascination with the town's past to a map that was donated to the city's Cultural Arts Commission while he was a member of that group.
Somebody had donated an old map of the seed farm from 1934, so we had it framed and presented to the city to be displayed in City Hall. That left an impression on me because I was always curious about it and always liked to look at it and see what was grown here. But I never got a chance to meet the Rohnert family. Fred Rohnert, who had taken over from his father, who had started the seed farm, had passed away before I got here.
That map became one of the first images in the photographic history of Rohnert Park, newly published by Arcadia, with text written by DeNisi. Even though that text is primarily captions for the pictures, he says authoring the book involved more research than writing.
A lot of the photographs had nothing to go with the photograph. Sometimes there might be a date or there might be a few names on the back, but a lot of times I had to do a lot of detective work to try to find out who was the photograph of, why was it taken, and is it important to the history of Rohnert Park?
Most of the images in the book are taken from the Historical Society's collection, with a few taken by DeNisi himself. Tim also put out a call for others to the community at large.
I did that for quite a while. I kept printing up little flyers. I'd hand them out. I'd go to the farmer's market. I'd leave some in the library. I'd talk to people. I'd been interviewed in the paper a couple times, asking people if they had anything they could donate. And got very little reaction from that. Only got a few photographs in the book from that.
One important institution in Rohnert Park is about as old as the city itself. Sonoma State University also turns 50 this year.
First of all, because of the number of staff for the university, I think it's the third largest employer in the county, but also the students, and some of them come here to stay. But when it first started, Sonoma State had temporary quarters in what was at the time the B section of Rohnert Park. And that was temporary quarters until they built the campus. And that took about 5 years before they went from one site to the other.
For the most part, DeNisi says, the history of Rohnert Park is about people more than anything else. So that's what's primarily on view in the pages of his book.
There are a lot of photographs of the city council and city staff in the book because they were a very important part of the city. There were lots of city functions and city events and ribbon cuttings and a lot of things like that going on, because the city was growing so fast.
Throughout its 5 decades, Rohnert Park has defined itself as a hometown for families. Even as the kids who grew here have dispersed, they now track their roots online, including the Facebook page, I Grew Up in Rohnert Park. It currently has more than 2,800 members. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.